White, J.S., Children, Battle Creek, Michigan, August 26, 1878. Dear husband and children, yesterday, Sunday, I took electric bath, lay down and rested a little, then rode out according to invitation of Dr. and Drusilla Lampson to the lake and took dinner with Sister Chamberlain. It was the first meal that I have really relished for some days. The children and Edith accompanied us. We had a very pleasant time. We rode back with Sister Canright. She is looking and appearing better than I expected. Last night I spoke under the mammoth tent to a large congregation. The tent was full of believers and unbelievers, and many could find no seats and stood outside around the tent. I spoke with clearness and very pointedly. I had freedom in speaking. August 27th. Yesterday I was broken off from my letter and had Sisters Jones and Cornell to help me prepare some things for my Eastern journey. I leave today at 2 o'clock, but God sustain me is my prayer. I hope that you are all well and happy in the mountains. I see by your suggestion from letter received yesterday and card that I had better attend New York meeting. In that case, I cannot attend the Western camp meetings. I shall be able to attend the Eastern, all of them, if I have strength sufficient, or I can drop out one where I think I can best. I will not write you much this morning, for I am not feeling very well. I sent a telegram for Mary Chinnick yesterday. She is needed here. Mary will no doubt do her best for the children, but they need someone every day more. Mary, Chase, you know, if she is not well, headache or any way indisposed, she makes herself the veriest picture of misery. One undergoing the tortures of the Inquisition could scarcely put on a worse face and attitude than she can if anything is the matter. Such lessons before the children are not good. I said to her, Mary, appear as well as you can. Do not look and act in so exaggerated a manner, but appear pleasant and look cheerful. Elder Littlejohn called yesterday, and we had a very pleasant chat. Will Cornell accompanies him to the camp meetings and will be a good attendant. I will write you often after this, but many have called upon me and many have been sent away. I have but little sleep, but expect to rest more in camp meeting than out of it. Love to you all. Mother.